Was on video.
Good.
Your permission.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, to wait for you or to wait for this. I don't know.
I will teach.
Your permission. Sam's permission. Shabbat is Parashat Truma. Almost always, this parasha appears just before Purim. Shabbat before Parashat Zachor. Next Shabbat is Parashat Zachor. Parashat Truma.
Says me.
It's the way the Gemara tells us while Moshe was in Shamayim, Hashem told him that parasha. He talks about building a Mishkan. As the Zohar says, the Torah is not a history. Nevertheless, the Torah is going to tell us in detail how to build a Mishkan. And this is a temporary thing. Certain vessels, certain things are going to be used in Beit HaMikdash. But all the wood around, and the sides, and all the curtains, and the cover, the ceiling, it was temporary. And then in the desert. Only special halachot were in the desert. Nevertheless, the Torah is going to be busy with it. Not only busy with it. The amazing thing, after this Parashat Truma and Parashat HaTzaveh, we'll talk about the Mishkan and the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol and setting up. And the Torah is going to repeat the whole thing again. Parashat Vayakel Pkudei, two parashiyot. Almost identical. Some kind of changes that really hint certain things, but it's really not necessary. Let's say the first time, but a repetition. After Moshe told them Israel, he came down and told them, well, I went upstairs in Shamayim, Parashat Truma, Parashat Tzaveh, and Hashem told me, and then I'm going to tell it to you, and then you're going to do it, and the Torah repeats it. And I said, what's the purpose of it? Why Torah has said? Torah could have said, and Am Yisrael made whatever Moshe was told in Shamayim and did it. Again, there are some minor changes that maybe this is the reason, but we're not going to go to it tonight. And then comes the Torah with the descriptions that Moshe comes down and he's going to come down, he's going to tell us all about give Truma to build the Mishkan. And it's a machloket among the Chachamim that Parashat Truma was said to Moshe Rabbeinu while he was in Shamayim the first time, maybe it's just the second time after the Golden Calf Chazon Shalom. But everybody almost agreed that the Mishkan is a kapara on the Golden Calf. Even though that is before the Golden Calf, but it means Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu because Hashem predicts that something is going to go wrong, as well as the last three parasha, the Torah tells us that Hashem told Moshe in Shamayim already, I'm not going to go with them, I'm going to send an angel. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Well, what do you mean going to say angel? Chas Shalom. And the Gemara says, well, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, they're going to do something bad. It means Hashem predicted, Hashem told Moshe in Mitzrayim, the Gemara says. And Hashem at Moshe the first time last year in Egypt, he told him, oh, Haiti, he says, you don't see, but I see already the Golden Calf. This is a major, major scene of the Golden Calf, of course. How bad this Golden Calf is. The Gemara says like this. This Golden Calf was never forgiven. Even though it says in the Torah that Moshe came and did everything, and then, never. Come to Gemara, and tell us a statement like this. Any difficulty that a person has in his lifetime, doesn't matter what it is, in business, in life, in health, anything. Excuse me. No, it wasn't sneezing, it just coughing. But it's okay, you don't take it also. Amen. Kamecha. But says anything that happens to a person, doesn't matter what it is. Flat tire. You lost your pencil. You bought something and it's broken, it's not good, and you have to go back to the store. Anything that's not 100%, some percentage, I don't know how much, It is because of the golden calf. Golden calf is here in every second of our life. Because that sin was never forgiven to us.
It's a very, very strange thing.
Very strange thing. How much? Forever. Forever.
Forever.
You did teshuva, you did teshuva, you did teshuva.
Yeah.
Won't help you. Just won't help you. So why is it going to help me? I'm just coughing. Yeah.
Yes?
No, no. No, no, not sorry. Well, today I'm at a really tape. What's that? What's that? I don't know. I don't know.
It's a test.
Let me show you. No, I didn't show you.
It's hot.
That's good. Thank you very much. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהים מלך העולם שהכולי יהיה בדברו. It's very very strange as we said. מה השם doesn't forgive us this? הוא says no. מה זה מין לא? מה זה מין לא? The worst of it, the Gemara says, well, how did the golden calf start? How did it start? The Gemara says, well, I'm Israel. Moshe told us that he's coming back in 40 days. And Moshe meant 40 days besides the day that I'm going up to Shammai. Okay? 40 days passed. Moshe did not come. So the Gemara says, Satan showed them like a coffin sailing in Shammai. They looked in the sky. They thought, ah, oh, this is a balloon from China, from Russia. What is this? A spy. Said, no, this is Moshe's coffin. He died in Shammai. And then we went to Aaron. And said, Aaron, Moshe is dead. We saw it in Shammai. Aaron said, no, it's coming tomorrow. He said, listen, we saw this. It's a funeral in Shammai with the entrance. Says the Gemara, the whole thing is fiction. The whole thing is a sheker. It's a lie. But how come is the Satan has some kind of power to trick us? Why did Hashem let him do it? Hashem should erase it. There is the picture. It's a fiction. Like he went to the moon. America never went to the moon. The whole thing is sheker. I also can make this. I can make a video with a flag on a black ball. And I say, I speak via walkie-talkie, and sounds from the moon, and I'm to the moon. It's all thing is sheker. It's the whole thing with the golden calf is sheker. Sheker. Nothing. We waited for our Moshe Rabbeinu. We're on the house, you know. Everything is perfect. So we thought Moshe is not coming, but we didn't think Moshe died or something. We don't know what it is. And of a sudden we saw Moshe coffin. So why are you here? So the whole thing is sheker. Says the Gemara, true. The Gemara, Masorat Avodah Zarah. Forget about it, the whole thing is fiction. But Hashem wanted to show Teshuvah l'Rabim. It means that Hashem is trying to put us in a trap, which do Teshuvah. Okay, so we did or we didn't? So now it's Cash 22. Did we do Teshuvah? We didn't do Teshuvah. So why did Hashem do it? If Hashem did it because Hashem wanted to show this concept of Teshuvah, so it means we did Teshuvah. Otherwise, it defeat the whole purpose. So he did Teshuvah. So how come Hashem is not forgiving it? How come Hashem said that his sin is going to stay with you forever? Well, I says, well, you should know this, the episode David the Melech and Bathsheba was the same thing. The whole thing is fiction. Fiction. The Gemara says, David the Melech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be part of the chair of Hashem. Hashem said, listen, he can't. So how come I'm second Yaakov? The chariot? Not the chair, maybe. Hashem said, you know what? I tested them. So Hashem said, test me too. Hashem said, you know what? I test you. I tell you what it is. I'm going to be a test. Chas Shalom in abomination. Hashem said, one day, the Gemara says, the Gemara. Bathsheba went to Mikveh. Went to Mikveh. And the Satan came and broke the wall of the Mikveh. And David saw her. That is, she's not dressed properly, and then the whole episode of David Melech Bathsheba. Is it fair? Not fair. What do you mean? Why? Who broke the wall? Satan, the same one with the golden calf. He broke the wall. David, you remember it? Understand? Kumar says, you know what? It's true fiction. Hashem did it to show you this concept of tshuva for a singular person, not public. The golden calf is a fiction to show the tshuva for public, and David the Melech episode is also shaker. It's only because Hashem wants to say, oh, David must do tshuva now for the next 20 years, he's going to do ta'anit, he's not going to drink, he's not going to eat, all sorts of stuff. Did Hashem forgive David?
Yeah.
Hashem forgive David. He says, David the Melech, he says, Shlomo is going to be the king, and Moshiach is going from David. So I know, Hashem forgive David. Okay, fine. Did Hashem forgive about golden calf? No. No. Why did you? Why? Did you tshuva? He did tshuva. So, I'm saying, well, okay, now, so how bad it is golden calf? Very bad thing. Okay, now do the Mishkan. Do the Mishkan. This one says, no, this is forgiveness for the golden calf. Yes, forgiveness for the golden calf. What relationship has to do with doing the golden calf with me doing the Mishkan? Well, it's like somebody is going to give donation to a shul. In the meantime, he comes out of the shul, he's doing a sin. I did a sin with the golden calf. I bow down to the golden calf. I sacrifice the golden calf. I kiss the golden calf. I dance with the golden calf. You know what? Do a Mishkan. What Mishkan has to do with it? You know what that's all? You know Mishkan. Don't think it's shaker. You know, sometimes we have to pick ourselves out, you know, from the issues that we learn in school. Chumash. The Zohar is very upset about it. You know, the people learn the Chumash the way they learn it in school. The Zohar is very upset. Shumach is very upset. If they start learning, he said, Torah, Chumash, many speak about the Chumash. It's very, very different. You have to set your head different. The whole Tanakh is like this, not just the Chumash. Okay. Here we have Purim, the story of Purim. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai stood, ask Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, what is the reason that all of a sudden Haman had this power? Excuse me, this is Satan. Convince the Kadosh Baruch Hu, get rid of all of Israel. What happened? The pastor was like, Holocaust. All of Israel and Hashem agreed. It's unbelievable. Hashem told us, okay, get me a parchment, something like this. I'm going to write, finish, I'm going to sign it. And Hashem did sign it. But the Gemara says Hashem did not sign it with blood, Hashem signed it just with the clay. The stamp of Hashem. Can you imagine Hashem already stamped? In Shemaim, Hashem stamped already a note. Forget about Am Yisrael. Says, how bad it was, the Gemara says. Leon Navi went to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and told them about the decree. And Gemara says, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov asked Navi, what happened? And Navi said, whatever Rabbi Shmuel Chai is going to tell his students, they went to Achashverosh party. Achashverosh party, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov said, finished, okay, forget about it, can't do nothing. Then he turned to Moshe Rabbeinu. I told him, you the Uriah Memna, you the trusted shepherd, please. And the Levi said, okay, I'll try. So Moshe said, listen, is anybody downstairs that can pray together with me? I'll pray upstairs and Nebuchadnezzar shall pray downstairs. So Levi said, yeah, it's only one Mordechai. Mordechai? I don't know Mordechai, it's not true. At the time of war, one of the three major Nevi'im that we had. Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Major ones. They were alive. They'll be alive in Beit HaMikdash. They will come to, they're going to show us exactly Beit HaMikdash what to do. And there are 220 giant from Sheikh Nisra Gdola at the time. Major people. So Moshe asked, Yon Nevi, is there anybody downstairs? And I'm just here. You know what? This is the biggest bedin we ever had. The major bedin in Gemara says nobody can go after them. And he said, there's one guy downstairs, Mordechai. Mordechai. No. With all the respect to Mordechai, means nothing. Nothing. Chachamim, Rabbanim, Levim. So Moshe said to Levi, I'll pray here, let Mordechai pray down there. Let's see if we can cancel it. How can we cancel it? Hashem already wrote it down. How can we cancel it? When we told Moshe Rabbeinu, well, because Hashem did not sign it with blood, so called lo bedam, is a chance. Actually, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told the students. They went to Hashem's party. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. I said, what happened? What happened in the party? In the party was kosher food. Or you glut. The wine from Israel. Organus. Ameara. The best wine. Stamp. Mordechai was the supervisor of the kashrut. No trick. Nothing. Everything was 100%. Okay. He came inside. And Mordechai said, don't go inside. So we didn't listen to Mordechai. Okay. Mordechai is fanatic. That's not the thing. The man says, well, 18,500 did not behave so well. There's some goyot over there, maybe. Okay. With all the respect. All the respect. So what? So what? Hashem decided. All of Israel because of this. Those people went and committed the sin, did commit the sin, so they should get punished. But the whole Melchut Achashverosh all around the world, they'll get notices. Next year, Yud Gimel Be'Adar, everybody kill all the Jewish people, take all the fortune, finish. And Hashem agreed with it. By the way, the same question is on the Holocaust. 1 million children, Yimach Shemo Hitler, killed. Big giant Rabbanim died. What's the problem? I'm not here to predict what happened, why the Holocaust was. Rabbanim said, this is the Shemot of the acquisition of the Jews that he did not want to come outside and say, I made to that fashion. But still, it's a little question. If I'm saying Yaakov will say, forget about it. And that's exactly what the student of Shimon Bar Yochai asked him. What's behind it with the rest of the world? He said, you know what? Something else. And Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar made a Statue of Liberty. It was not Avodah Zarah. Anyway, man was this low life, so white trash, all the bad things in the world. Read the Gemara, forget about it, says as well. But the Gemara talks about this animal. It was Shlomo HaMelech's son from Bat Sheva, from Makat Shiva. Shlomo HaMelech's son, Nebuchadnezzar. The horse, the master, they came to Gehenom, put his neshama in Gehenom, all the Gershom in Gehenom, ask God, please take him out from Gehenom. It's so mean. So he made a statue, very high, so high, tall statue, and he ordered everybody to bow down to the statue. Just what he said, it was not Avodah Zarah. It's a statue of liberty. Yeah. So he wants to show that he's the king of the world, he's to ride on a lion, and the scarf was a snake. That was a major guy. So, Shimon Bar Yochai said, that you see, they bow down to the statue. For this, you kill all the Jews around the world because they bow down to the statue. Can you imagine those days? They knew all around the world who bowed down. The Yimach Shimon Bar Yochai had spied all over, Shabak, all over the world. He couldn't hide. And this is three people did not bow down. Hananiah, Mishael Azariah, three Jews. All the rest on the floor. Okay, big deal. So the floor, okay. Okay, Yaakov was also on the floor in front of Esau. I said, that is Holocaust. Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah. Very strange thing. So here comes Haman, and I'm going to tell you here, Mordechai was in Shushan, and Ahasuerus said everybody should bow down to Haman, and Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman. So, Am Yisrael did blame Mordechai when the execution notices came out. They all told Mordechai, why did you do it? I don't understand you. Why do you have to start out with him? You don't want to bow down to him? Go hide in your house. But if you sit on the street, every time Haman passed by, purposely, he sat down. He was standing up, he sat down. Sit down erect and looked in his face. He said, why did you stop him? I'm saying major complaints that the Gemara says. He said, why do you do it? Why do you do it? And maybe not allowed to do such a thing. this halacha that you have to give your life. Avodah Zarah, yeah. If they force you, not voluntarily, you go make a demonstration with all these lefties. But why are you doing it? Stay away. Back and forth, back and forth. One night, Achashverosh cannot fall asleep. He did fall asleep, he wakes up, he had a bad dream. Says, the angel came to him and told him, listen, somebody did a favor to you, you didn't pay him, he might get killed. I says, he wakes up, he calls the people, he says, bring the diary, found out Mordechai did something to the king, he saved his life because two servants went to poison him, to kill him. Haman comes inside, we gotta tell you the story. Haman comes to the yard because he wants to hang Mordechai on the tree. Happened to me at that time, Ahasuerus listened to the diary and asked, who is here? Says, the prime minister. The prime minister, your assistant Haman is here.
Okay.
I asked Haman, tell me how should I honor the person that I owe him a favor? So Haman said, put him on the horse of the king and let him wear the king's clothing and everything will be okay.
Okay.
Haman goes to Mordechai. The Gemara describes it, Mordechai is afraid that Haman comes to kill him and do something to him. I said, forget about it. No. I'm here to dress you, put you on the horse. By the way, Haman asked him, what do you do now? So Mordechai at the time taught 22,000 children. And Haman said, what do you do now? And I said, I teach them Torah. And I said, what subject? And I said, I teach them about Omer. Omer. About Omer? I said, well, Omer? I said, today is the day after so-called Leila Seder should have been. 16th day of Nisan, when the Mikdash was on, was Omer. The Gemara says, Haman said, you know what? That Omer defeated me. See? I'm here. I know I'm here. You know why I'm here? Because while you were teaching them about Omer, I happened to be at the palace. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I came and asked Ahasuerus something. And he told me, go on the Mordechai. Must be the Omer did the job. Come with me. He took him to the mikveh, he gave him a haircut, put him on the horse, and then the whole downfall in one day. The next morning, Haman is on the tree, finished. The episode, Purim is over, finished. Now you have Purim, Chag Sameach, Purim stay forever, forever. Purim stay forever, Purim is forever. What's so great about this? Nothing. What's the secret behind it? Come to the Gemara and says, I want to tell you something. You know, the day after Pesach is Omer. You know, everybody says, here's the word Omer. It's already a scary thing you should know. Ari, Zohar. And it says, Yimei Hadin Berachamim. And it says, Hashem checks the files of people on Omer. Very dangerous days. Very tragedies happen to Omer. Ah, don't get married in the time of the Omer. Forget, don't shave. Forget about it. No music, keep yourself on a low profile. Omer, 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 don't Sfirat HaOmer. What's Sfirat HaOmer? What's Sfirat HaOmer? What's Omer? Tell me what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Tell me what it is. Is that special? And it says, you know, it's a very special thing. It's a special thing that they, after Leila Seder, they come to Beit HaMikdash and they take barley. And ground the barley and they bring it on the altar. It's called Omer. Okay. I don't get it. What is it all about? No. By the way, the Gemara says, you know, Omer is from barley. And in Beit HaMikdash, almost never barley was allowed to be brought to Beit HaMikdash. Barley is for animals. And barley kills the person. If somebody, Bedin used to kill a person, but not giving him food a few days, and then you give him barley, the barley, he swallows the barley, his stomach blasts, and he dies. Barley is very not healthy, very not good, and people don't eat it. So, they have to pass off it to bring it? I don't know. What does that tell you why? Tell you why. It's Zohar, Gemara. You see, there is a concept, it's called Sota. Soon we're going to start Masechet Sota. What happened is a husband tells his wife, listen, I don't need to speak to a stranger, to this man. don't speak to him. I don't want you to go to him. I don't talk to him. And she went and she talked to him and they went someplace, you know, Hashan Lindus. No. So the husband has the right to bring her to the Kohen, but I'm English. And they give her, they're going to give her some water to drink mixed with some lettuce of Hashem. And this is a test if you're pure or maybe you did a sin with this gentleman. What's right? You have to just suspect me. What does it mean exactly? I don't have to listen to you, but to tell me not to talk to somebody. What kind of business is this? This is America. It's America. This is not Iran. In Iran, you do such a thing. In Israel, democracy. Americans win. What does it mean? I want to tell you something. You want to know if your wife is kosher or not? Gemara says, she has to listen whatever you say. He says, honey, are you going for Pesach to Yerushalayim? No, I'm not going. I'm going, you should know. Or you will take the heksher off your wife. She's not kosher. A wife is not allowed to argue with her husband about anything. She argues with her husband, she is not kosher. Not if she argues what he said. Even if she just does something that her husband doesn't want it to happen. The lady has to do the husband's will, not the husband's demand or command. And if she doesn't, look sure. So if her husband tells her, listen, I don't want to talk to the stranger, she can tell you, what is this, Iran? No. If you know that your husband doesn't like this kind of food, and you do this food, for supper, you're not kosher. The husband's obligation to the wife, the Gemara says, "O havaki gufo, mechabda yotem miguf." Respect your wife more than respect yourself. You buy yourself a Lexus, buy your wife Rolls Royce. It's called mechabda yotem miguf. O havaki gufo. You should love your wife the same way you love yourself. Don't do anything that you don't like to be done to you. Don't do it to your wife. But the wife's obligation is Yishak Sharos HaSom Ba'ala. Therefore, the Gemara said, you should know, the lady did not listen to her husband. She didn't commit no sin. She just didn't follow her husband's request. Come to the Midrash, and they have to bring a special sacrifice from Bali. Bali? Never the Midrash Bali. Only Omer. Why? Barley is usually given to animals. You an animal. An animal? Why am I an animal? If you don't listen to your husband, you're an animal. I'm an animal? Not true. I don't tell you. Even you tell me. Listen, I explain to you something. A golden calf is the same story. Barley. Day after Pesach, barley. You know why? I tell you. Because two horses, talking about horses. We, so-called, didn't see Mashiach the first day of Pesach. They said they're perfect. Like Mr. Berkowitz said, $70
matzah.
Yeah. Buy $70 matzah, clean the house, everything. Waiting for the shofar on Chatzot at midnight of Mashiach didn't come. Okay, he didn't come. You know when he didn't come? Then the next morning, but having just taken and do barley. Omer starts Sfirat HaOmer. Major problems coming up. Sfirat HaOmer, Yemei Adin Berachamim, says Ari. Again, Hashem is going to check my file. Hashem already checked my file on Elul, says Lichot. Again, you are in front of the judge, in front of Hashem. That's what it is. Mashiach didn't come. Something is wrong. Barley. Barley what? Remember Bali with the lady? Same thing. You are same thing. You are like the lady. I'm not the lady. What do you mean you're not the lady? I didn't do nothing. No. See, the lady brings Bali. You're going to bring Bali. Public Bali. It's called private Bali. The lady. And you know what the comment in between you two? I'll tell you one thing. It means no respect. That's it. When Hashem created this world in the second day of creation, Hashem created an angel, interior minister, or matat. When he created him, he said one thing. The sentence that we say after Baruch Shama, Yechvod Hashem Olam, Ismach Hashem Mazal. We say in Elef Shacharit, Baruch Elokeinu Shebara'anu Lichvodo. If you can know what is your obligation, why did Hashem create you? Lichvodo, for his respect. That's your job, nothing else. Your job is to the Kiddush Hashem. Everybody should, because of you, should be Kavod Hashem. Avu Hashem, Kavod. Mizmor David. Avu Hashem Neri. Avu Hashem Kavod Shema. Nu Kavod Elokim. Hashem, Hashem Ha'ozo, Sayer Gavato. Your job on this world is only to give kavod, respect. The respect that you give to people, the respect that you give your wife, the respect that you give everything. It's perfect, perfect. You do the job. You don't do the job, it's not a punishment. Just Hashem revokes. Your passport is not valid. You're an American citizen. Government revoked your passport. Come to the airport, they can't leave the country. So what do they do? I think you don't respect the government. What do they do? No respect for government. Lady doesn't respect her husband. If her husband asks at least don't go talk to the stranger, Bali. We did the golden calf. That sin was never forgiven. Why? Because the golden calf is not a sin. That's what Shanim say. Hashem left it Shammai. He came out of Egypt a few weeks ago. A year ago. Then we did the golden calf. In the golden calf, we said, this is, he took us out of Egypt. Are you for real? We have to see a doctor. We get money every day. You have the wealth millionaire. Moshe split the answer for you. But then the Makot. His son just made this. He said, okay, Savodah Zarah, okay, fine. Savodah Zarah, it's okay, fine. You can say, I love Savodah Zarah. You go to China, you buy yourself a statue, you say, I love it, okay. But you can't say, this statue, he took me out of Egypt. It's nonsense. So what's the problem? What's the problem? And the Gemara says, Hashem doesn't believe in it. And the Gemara says, we are responsible for the Avodah Zarah of the world because we said this is God. We said this is God. This is God's sheker. I don't know why we said it. The Gemara says, okay, what it is. That sin of the golden calf will never forgive him. You know why? Because it's not a sin. It's disrespect. That's the problem. It's disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How will you do such a thing? You want to say, this time I'm going to change God. Okay, change God. You know, see, this is not, certain things I don't know, maybe God forgot about this. I say, okay. But you can embarrass Hashem. Intellectual person. How did you say this God? I said, the same little lady. He married to your husband, he asked you, please don't go talk to that man, to stranger, you go talk to that man. Same thing. The same body. Because our job in this world, Baruch HaElokeinu Shebara'anu Lichvodo, you have to know. You have to be presentable and you have to act as presentable. So, with the permission of everybody, I'm nobody. Not I'm humble, I'm just nobody. I don't dare what I say. But I quote you. 400 years ago was the first Hitler. His name was Chmielewski. He was in Poland, and one day he came, and he killed millions of Jews, ladies, children, babies, the same like the Nazis. But he was in Poland. His name was Chmielewski Arusha. Arusha Arusha. Zerot Tafchet Tafdet. Tafchet Tafdet. Almost 100, a little bit less 100. So he's a guy. His name Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman. He wrote Ali Mishnayot. Tosfot Yom Tov. It's amazing, he said, that Holocaust was in Europe. Didn't hit the east side, all the Sfaradim. What happened? At the time, Poland was the major country. I said, I'll tell you why. He writes in his book 200 years ago. Because the Jews in Europe had no respect for Hashem. They came to Beit HaKnesset, they spoke, they walked, they talked, they ate. But the Sephardim, it's not like this. They come to Beit HaKnesset, it's quiet, they don't talk,
They don't shmus. They don't mock around.
That's what it is.
The Holocaust came because of disrespect.
And I'm the little guy tell you, that's what happened 90 years ago in Europe. The Holocaust was in Europe, never reached, not Iraq, not Egypt, not Syria, not Libya, not Morocco, nothing.
What happened?
The same thing what he writes. In Europe was no respect for Hashem. No respect. Like Lara Babadia, what Rabadia said, oh, they knew better. But I'm telling you, that's what the Sotionta writes. I just think, with my humbleness, Europe was, I have information, it was like this in Europe. Not that I think I was not sure. I had, people told me what happened in Europe before the Holocaust. You were born to give respect. If you don't respect, it's not a punishment. There is no reason for a Jew to be around. Nothing. No. You got a passport to be here because Hashem expects you to give respect. You don't give respect. All of a sudden you died. This happened. Listen. You died because one day you didn't give respect. That's enough. Forget about the sins. Maybe Chachamim tried to apply it to tell you the sin only shows you got no respect for Hashem. Because if you had respect, you wouldn't dare do such a thing. The Gemara says Hashem comes in the morning to the Knesset, people are not there. And Hashem is upset. Where is it? Where is the guy? He went to a wedding last night. So what? He came home late. Why? He didn't come to the Knesset next. What happened? Well, he didn't know. He had bar mitzvah. He had the option. The Gemara says Hashem is upset at him. Hashem needs you to be in the Knesset. Hashem cares about the Knesset. The Gemara says Hashem told Cheskel, come to the valley. Cheskel writes in the Navi. I came to the valley. Hashem was there already. As a respect. Hashem doesn't want you to wait. Hashem told Cheskel, come to the valley. But everywhere I become, and Hashem is there waiting for me. Why Hashem is waiting for him? Why? Because of respect. So you should know, the sin of the golden calf is not a golden calf. It's disrespect. Hey, comes Hashem to Moshe, tells Moshe, Pashat HaShavua, Bikuli Truma, let's see how much you want to respect me. How much donation you want to give? $18 you want to change? Are you going to give all your gold that you have, and all the silver, all the copper, and all the things that you have, and you run and you bring it? In 3 days, the Torah will describe us how much, how fast and how much we brought, and Moshe will say, enough, we brought enough, and the Torah is going to repeat Parshat Vayakel today again the whole thing. To tell you, we're trying to get back to the stage that we have respect for Hashem. The whole trick of the golden calf was fiction. What the Satan did was wrong. But Hashem said, I want him to do it because I want to see if you can have respect for me. Forget about the sin. And the sin is one thing. To say, this is the one who took me out of Egypt. It means this. That's the secret of this expulsion. That's the secret of Purim Shemini. Haman comes to put Mordechai on the horse. Haman asks Mordechai, what do you do now with the children? He says, I teach them Omer. Omer? Ah, man said, Omer. Omer warned me. What do you mean? See, the Gezerah of Haman was because disrespect of Hashem. He went to the party. He didn't behave in the party. That's not the issue. He came to the party because disrespect to Hashem. Because on the table were dishes of Beit HaMikdash. Achashverosh and his wife, the witch, wore the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol. You, Jewish people, went to a party and you watched it. You sat down and people gave you to drink in vessels of Beit HaMikdash. It's not the same. After the Goyim took it, the Kedusha vaporizes. That's the halacha. There's no Kedusha in it. But respect. How do you see them? That's what Shimon Vayechai told his children. And that's what Leon Avi told Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and said, forget about it. Did you want a party? That's what they did. Sit down over there in the party and enjoy the drinks, kosher drinks, in the cups of the time in English. They saw this Achashverosh wears the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, didn't walk outside. No disrespect for Hashem. You lost the visa. It's not a punishment. I said, what happened? Well, the rest of the world, in Talmud Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, they bow down to the Statue of Liberty. Is it sin? No. It was not with Azara. That's called disrespect to Hashem. For this, you lose everything. And it's Talmud Mordechai. Omer, we teach them Omer. You know what Omer is? Omer means respect Hashem. This is the day after Pesach, Avlel HaSeder, bring Omer. What do you mean Omer? It means if Moshiach didn't come because you don't respect Hashem. Says the Rambam in his commentary, listen, come to Bet HaKnesset, he says certain things will not let the tefillah to go up. Omer lifnei hamakom. He says, how do you dress? How do you dress? The Gemara says, Tanaim Amoraim used to wear Bigdei Shabbat to come to Bet HaKnesset during the week to pray to Hashem. Will you come with what? With shorts? With sandals? With a t-shirt? Or with a torn talit? And it's within from the time of your great-grandfather? You never check them, the way they look, so old. Every few weeks you buy a new suit, a new tie. There's respect for Hashem. He says, Rambam, I kept the tefillah. Rambam says, you, not only tefillah doesn't go, you said all the brachot for nothing. You get a sin, you get a sin. You see, you disrespect Hashem. You stood over in Bet HaKnesset, you just brachot Hashem. You came to Bet HaKnesset late. Why are you late? You never were late to the office. How come you came late? It's because it is Zimra. Mordechai, Mashiach HaTorah made a sidur, start from Odeh Ani, don't miss a letter, as he says. He can't jump 1, 2, 3, Alenu Shabbat, he goes outside. What is it? What is it? Where is the respect of Hashem? And if something doesn't go, something goes wrong, what did I do? What did I do? Nothing. He didn't do nothing. You have no right to exist. That's the Gemara says. In every difficulty that we have in our life, part of it, percentage of it, is golden calf. Hashem never forgave us. What happened? Did Yeshua? He did Yeshua on the wrong thing. Hashem sees. How much you respect Hashem. How much the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you sit down and you eat at the table. You see how you say, Baruch Adar Hashem, the Kavanah, the Tefillah, the Kavanah of the Brachot. Ariel says he reached the level to be Ariel because he said the Brachot of the Kavanah, Shakol Nibid Baro, Omeret the Kavanah, word by word the Kavanah. Because you say, Baruch Adar Hashem, Baruch Adar Hashem, Baruch Adar Hashem. It's not the same, just disrespect. Of all things. But Amidash says, how do you disrespect? Baruch Shem didn't say Amen. Every time you hear Baruch Shem, it says Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ba'ed. The main thing is covered. The angels had 6 wings. And every wing used to sing one day. The first day on Sunday, they say Baruch. Second day, Monday with another wing, say Shem. Tuesday, Kvod. Malchuto, Lolam Ba'ed. Says Bet HaMikdash. It's Bet HaMikdash. The whole idea of Bet HaMikdash is Kabod. As Omer, Omer Bet HaMikdash, So, no. Day after Pesach, bring Omer. So, what do you mean? Mashiach didn't come last night. That's not Pesach. Peel Seder. How come, where's Mashiach? What happened? In Kabod Hashem. To walk, both things, one is more than the Hashem, give Mashiach to more money. Amen.